The year is 2003. The newly formed Department of Homeland Security has started Operation Rolling Stone. In response to the anthrax attacks, the U.S. government set up decoy delivery operations all over the nation by the name of USPUSS. Homeland Security is using these facilities to hire stoners and monitor their lifestyle in hopes of uncovering their ties to terrorism. The following recordings come from their investigation into subjects Ken and Sketch and are highly confidential. With special guest Ben Colby.
Ah, man, that was a relaxing trip, man. We met some friends. We got a few fish, one or two.
Dang it. My nose is...
Yeah? Yeah? What's up, man?
My nose is stuffy.
Why?
I have no idea.
What'd you get up to in Chicago, man?
Well, there was no cocaine, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, yeah? Is that why your nose is stuffy?
It's stuffy.
Yeah, you get back into that old demon train a little bit.
Do you think we can find a neti pot somewhere?
A neti pot? The fuck's a neti pot?
You know, it's that, like, magic genie lamp looking thing. And you fill it with, like, Epsom salt and water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's gotta be hot. And you put it in one nostril.
Uh-huh.
And it comes out the other nostril. Oh, it feels amazing. It feels so good.
That's gross. Mm-mm. That seems really gross, man. You wanna...
And then your dog
You just let it dribble into your mouth or something?
Well, no, because ideally your dog would be down there and it would catch it.
They do like that salty stuff, you know. They like anything.
Oh, they like salty stuff.
hey, don't take me out of context, all right, man. You get your mind out of the gun. All right. But yeah, I mean, how was your trip? How's D Mike?
Good. Kind of annoying, but good.
Yeah. You still working at that doll warehouse with the sentient dolls and shit?
No, he quit.
Oh, he quit?
Yeah,
oh,
good for him, though.
Good for him. Those things were fucking creepy.
Yeah, he said that a few of them started carrying knives around at night.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow, they get in the army dolls or something?
No idea.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? Good for him, though. Yeah. That seemed like it was just a shitstorm waiting to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
I think there was something in the news about it, too.
Yeah. But I don't know. You hear that Age went back to Detroit? Oh, yeah,
I did hear about that.
Yeah, she's...
She was telling me about it before she left.
Yeah, she's getting herself real psyched up, but I mean, I don't know if it's gonna... You know, anything's gonna go any differently this time, I mean, as long as Meg White's around, shit. But, yeah, I mean, she left like she was pretty determined to get some action this time, so...
I've never been beaten that hard in my life.
No, I've never seen a beating take place. I've never been beating that hard in my life either. She was like
we didn't even do anything.
Tasmanian devil or something.
Yeah.
Just fucking tornado of rage.
My hands,
sticks.
my fingers are still fucked up from that.
Yeah?
Like, yeah. You don't see how they're like crooked?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, a couple of them are a little off there.
I can still bend them though. It hurts a little.
Yeah, yeah. I can bend all nine of my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. All nine of them.
Yep.
Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is the first day back in a while. I'm kind of excited to you know see what the progress is on the massive mayhem that we made.
Yeah, I can't wait to clock in.
Yeah, can't wait to clock in either. But oh man, look they're making some progress on the break room over there though.
Yeah. Why are those two dudes arguing? We should go see what they're arguing about.
Yeah. Let's go check it out. What's going on, guys? How's the work project going here?
It's coming along. It's coming along.
Yeah. Oh man, it's pretty like messed up here. Like did you have to do a lot of breakdown to get to it?
Yeah, I'd say about 200 more blocks, and we should be good with the break room here.
Yeah, 200 more blocks.
Huh? Yeah, just about 200 more blocks.
Mm. Okay. Yeah,
that
must be.
I'm not sure I ever heard that measurement before.
Yeah, no. Like a block or two.
What the hell are blocks? What are you talking about?
Hey, I'm sorry.
You're always... It's how many feet? How many yards are we talking here?
Like two or three. Two or three blocks.
Two or three... Blocks.
I'm telling you.
Again with these. Okay, all right.
The blocks, man.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I don't know what a block is. You don't have to be so mean to him about it. But I mean, you know, he seems like he's got a plan going on. I mean, like,
and he's clearly built all this.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, like, how many blocks deep do you think this thing is?
How big is a block? Like, what are we talking?
With
my hands, you know,
it's about a block,
unquantifiable.
Is this
a block? Like.
A little bit bigger than
just tell him when.
It's about a block.
Just tell him when.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, just here.
Maybe,
like,
that right there is about that's a block right there.
That's
stop.
A block.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's a big, it's a big space.
Yeah. About, I'd say give it 200 more blocks.
It's like 2 feet.
You know, when I hired you for this, I thought that you knew actual numbers.
Hey.
I thought you were talking actual measurements, but this isn't what I signed up for.
Hey, just give me and my guys about... 2 more days, about 200 more blocks, and we should be good, all right? Break room will be done.
Well, you haven't even built the basement yet. You haven't even dug down
in
there.
Hey, never dig down. Never dig down, all right? You don't know what's down there.
Well, what is down there?
You know, you dig down too far, you don't know what's down there. You could run into a cave. You know, you might have creatures down there.
Creatures? You're talking about creatures?
In caves.
Creatures? What kind of creatures are you talking about?
Who are you, though? The yelling man.
What?
What's your deal?
I'm the architect.
Sketch.
I laid out this plan for this place.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, you're real animated for just being an architect.
Yeah, you're swinging your arms all over the place.
You're acting like you're like the site manager or
something.
You're
all sweaty. You look like you just took a dump in an RV bathroom.
Well, I just did take a dump in an RV bathroom. Maybe that's why I look like that, huh? Yeah, you ever think of that? Anyway, we gotta dig deep, and we gotta get this basement made.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I can't argue with.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose.
Why are you yelling at this guy?
Well, I'm not yelling. Who's yelling?
You're yelling.
Hey,
I'm not yelling.
Kind of yelling.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is the way that I normally speak.
I'm just trying to dig and build my blocks.
I'm just trying to communicate with you guys. And get you to build your blocks.
Ah, it was really condescending how you said blocks in quotations.
You know, I gotta go back to the RV bathroom, all right? Yeah.
Jeez, man. That guy's
unbelievable.
Really got some problems.
Yeah, I've known him for a long time. He's kind of a dick face, Avery is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's why they call him Dick Face Avery.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I suppose so.
I mean, when we were walking up there was a little sign on his back that said Dick Face Avery.
Oh,
like
someone had stuck
it there, you know?
That's pretty good. That's pretty clever. Did you do that?
Yeah, that was me. That was me. He caught me.
I
really hope he doesn't find out about that. He looks like he'll fly off the handle.
You really need to calm down about this digging.
Yeah.
We'll get it done. We just can't do it straight down, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you were talking about some creatures down there or something?
Yeah, you never know what you might find at the ground. You could run into some creatures.
Yeah. I mean, I've been down there once or twice, just you know, trying to find a little bit of shelter here and there. You know, we've been on the streets for quite a while.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, as long as you're careful and you know, you avoid certain vents.
Remember when we saw that like Batman in there?
Yeah. He was like wearing like. It was like a full underwear like suit, but just with the Batman logo on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't
it's
give
just
me
a little Batman logo.
Don't get me started on bats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate bats.
Yeah.
Bats in caves.
Yeah, you run into a lot of them in the caves?
Yeah, they're useless. I hate them.
Yeah.
They really make a muck of my day when I'm trying to dig a basement.
Just flying into your face constantly. Just
it's a real pain in the
bat just hitting you in the eye. That sounds awful.
Yeah. Well, how'd you get into the construction business, man?
My father.
Yeah.
He was a true digger at heart.
Yeah. Nice. Well,
I took after him at when I was 2 years old.
Yeah. Is it mostly digging then? Your job?
You're digging and you're moving materials around.
Yeah.
We'd take a few blocks here, put them somewhere else.
Yeah. You know, I haven't done a lot of building myself, so I mean, I guess I don't know the process, but
No, we're a lot better at destroying shit, apparently.
Yeah. Well, it's tends to be what
That's half of the business, man.
Hey.
Yeah, it's good for business, right?
It's good for business.
Yeah.
Keeps me in the job.
Yeah. You ever run into anything like this? Just a whole section of an area just fucking blown up like this?
Not really. No, not really at all.
No.
Yeah, no, we've been wondering to each other what's happened.
Yeah,
usually when there's the building destroyed, it's usually the whole thing, not just you know, one part of it.
Yeah, that's true.
It makes it kind of weird to put the blocks in.
Yeah.
Yeah, whoever did this must have really had it in for that break room. You know, like just must have had some bad memories there, or
just blew it right
just,
up.
But he was real determined to make sure that spot in particular blew up.
That's agreed here. It looks like
from what it looks like.
Looks from, like a, from what a it looks like. Targeted demolition. A targeted demolition. It does look like that.
Yeah, kind of. But this was we all agree this was a freak occurrence. But you know, the jury's out, I suppose. But
I keep finding these bullet casings just lying around.
Yeah. They haven't gotten all of them. I mean, there was a lot of bullet casings.
I was wondering the same thing, you know? I got stuck in my toe when I was walking over there.
Ooh. Yeah.
I don't wear boots on the work site.
Yeah? Oh, well, wow, that's pretty brave.
Yeah.
Your feet must be shredded.
Nah, my feet, they're all calloused. It's like I'm wearing a shoe already.
Oh, wow. Oh, let me see. Look at them bad boys.
Yeah, holy here you go.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
That's like a size 16.
I feel like I'd light a match off of this. You got a match?
Here you go.
All right, let's...
Oh, wow. Wow, I've never seen that in person. That's amazing. You got, like, dwarf feet.
Yeah, no, I've been told.
Yeah, or hobbit.
Your toenails, like, it's really thick. You got really thick toenails.
I can't cut them.
Oh.
Yeah, what do you use on you?
You take like any supplements or something? That's crazy. I want feet like that.
Yeah.
I just don't wear shoes.
Mm.
Wow.
Pancakes them.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Just ever.
Not even
at birth.
No.
What
about when you go in like a public restroom?
Nah, they usually understand.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that like you said, it's like it's like he's wearing shoes already.
Fair enough.
You know? That's pretty amazing, though.
On there all the time.
Yeah.
You ever go get a pedicure?
No, I've never been.
Oh, well.
Oh, you should
treat yourself
sometime.
I think they might have some problems.
Yeah, they might need to bring out the what is that called? The band saw?
The angle grinder?
Angle grinder.
Yeah.
For sure.
Those are going to be a work in progress for some time.
It's at least a 16th of an inch.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, shit, you ever find anything cool while you're digging?
Not really. I mean, sometimes you get, like, raw materials.
Yeah.
You ever find diamonds?
You ever find a block of diamond?
I don't know. I've never been that deep before. I don't want to dig that far down.
What happens when you dig that far down?
You never know what you might run into, you know? It's just a precaution.
Yeah.
Precaution of the business.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose so. Yeah.
Could drop into lava or something.
Fair.
You know? Digging too deep.
Yeah, I suppose you could dig right
really
through the crust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just... Yeah.
Then you lose all your stuff.
Yeah. I bet there's.
Have you ever dropped into lava, and then?
Yeah, you have ever known anyone that
come
that,
back?
That happened
That's
to?
Actually how my pops passed.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's awful.
He had big feet too.
Oh yeah,
just like me.
Yeah,
he was able to walk on it for a little bit before he.
Yeah, was
nah,
he?
From what I heard from his employer, it was a quick and painful death.
Quick and painful.
He dropped into lava.
Yeah. Well, you know, they say that's the best way to go. Quick.
Screaming.
Not painful, but the quick part. That's really the key.
The saddest part is I heard that he didn't do the Terminator thumbs up. He didn't get to do it.
What, he didn't do the thumbs up?
No.
That's quite a thing.
Perfect opportunity
that's quite
right
a thing
there.
To remember, though, when you're burning from the feet up.
He didn't do the Terminator thumbs up?
Oh, shit.
Is your dad an idiot?
Hey, Avery, calm down. right.
He had the one and only opportunity to put the Terminator thumbs up, and he didn't do it.
You gotta be careful. This is why I'm saying...
I'm sorry, I'm probably being insensitive about your father. I was just coming, though, to ask about, like... I saw that there's supposed to be a door in this building. But there's no door on this building.
It's all right. We built the wall. We just gotta take out two blocks.
Just two blocks?
Two blocks.
That's all it takes?
So that's how big two blocks are. They're a door.
Just about.
You know, that's a very good frame of reference.
If you want a double
actually,
door.
You know, you
might have
wanted to start with that. Yeah. That's a pretty good idea. Yeah. I mean, now we know two blocks is a door. Extrapolate.
We can just extrapolate from that. Good thinking.
What's four quarters of a block?
I just kind of assumed, you guys knew what blocks were.
I went to architect school for years. I never heard of a block.
You've never been. You got it's that on-job experience.
Yeah, I mean, maybe like this is just kind of a classic, lack of communication thing. You know, you go to school for one thing, he goes to school for another, and
No, I think this guy's just an elitist douchebag.
What?
Yeah.
If I knew what that meant, I'd be offended, I think. But you know what? I only went to school for architecture. And that's it.
Can you read?
Yeah. I think.
Hold on. What's this say then?
I mean shapes. I can read shapes. On a map.
What's that say?
I don't know. You're writing a bunch of symbols. I don't understand. It's condescending. I don't like it.
Well, I think.
Wait. What is this one then?
Well, that's one. That's one to me. Zero to you, my friend.
Okay. Whatever the fuck that means. I guess.
Yeah. You're very unlikable,
this
guy's
sir. Not even good at the insults.
Yeah.
I'm going to my architect box. Bye.
Have fun.
Okay. Bye.
There you.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Pooping in your sweaty box.
There he goes.
Is it just me? Does every time he comes out of that place, he's just sweatier and sweatier?
Yeah, it's impressive. It's like he's got the heat up in his box or something.
Yeah,
it's already kind of hot out. I mean,
that's a hot box.
That's a hot box.
It's a hot box.
And I've been in some hot boxes.
Yeah.
He's hot boxing his architect box.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is already
redder and sweatier.
It's, hot out here.
Yeah,
it is pretty hot. It is pretty hot.
Toupee keeps sliding off his head, and he keeps having to readjust it.
Yeah, that's not fooling anyone. No. It might as well be a hat at that point. Yeah.
I've always been fascinated with his hair situation.
It looks like the hat that what's-his-face wore in the French Connection, that little pork pie, except it's made of hair.
Yeah. I knew it looked familiar.
Yeah. And sometimes he'll just grab it.
He was very inspired by that movie or something. I don't know. It was a good film.
I don't know what the fuck it was about, but
and some connection in France, I assume. But you got anything else to do here today with the site?
Yeah, I was gonna start on that basement, I suppose. I didn't know break rooms needed a basement, to be completely honest with
we,
you.
We're not 100 on that either.
Yeah, I didn't even know that it had a basement when it was up.
There's a big old hole right over there, though.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hey, look. Well, this vending machine still works.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm gonna go get some chips.
Yeah, give me some chips, man. That's fucking amazing. Oh wait, you know the glass is actually completely broken. You can just reach in. You didn't. Okay,
that's cheating the system.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You're right. We're trying to be a little more straight.
You should be glad that this still works despite all the damage it's sustained.
Yeah.
Looks like it's
sustained.
Absolutely riddled with bullet holes.
Yeah.
Seems that all the bags are perforated.
Crazy. Yeah. I don't know who would have done that.
Yeah.
A moon pie in the bottom there looks pretty intact.
Oh, hey.
Oh,
good eye.
Good old moon pies.
Mind if I grab that? I'm actually getting hungry.
No, I don't have any more change.
Oh, okay. It's all right.
Yeah. If only we could just reach in there and grab it or something. Whatever.
You know.
But, yeah, I mean, I guess we can just leave you to it, you know? I mean, I'm sure you got a lot of digging to do, right?
Yeah, no, it's kind of difficult work to do by hand.
Is it just you? I thought there was, like, a crew of people here with you.
Yeah, they're all on lunch.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you just use your hand, huh?
Yeah, it's painful.
Yeah?
It can be painful. I think I'm going to go get a shovel.
Like a pickaxe?
Yeah.
Or maybe a pickaxe to help me out with this basement business.
Yeah.
Well, I just happen to have a pickaxe.
Oh, thank you very much.
There you go.
Awesome. Well, I can just go.
You just carry one of those. Yeah, I didn't even see where that came from.
I'll just go and I'll get straight to work then.
Right on.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
All righty, I'll leave you two fellas to it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let's go, guys.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
I apologize. I didn't see you follow me down here.
We just thought we'd see how the bread's made, you know what I mean?
Sorry, we just blew all that smoke into your face.
Oh yeah.
Do you want to hit it? You're on the job.
I'm on the job. You know, it makes my hands shaky.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Well, you just keep on keeping on. I'm just curious as how this stuff works.
Yeah, we just like to watch.
We just like to watch.
All right. Well, you know, as you can see here, we're underground now.
Yeah.
We have dug down into this foundation, if you will.
Yeah.
Trying to clear out some of this basement area, and it's.
Yeah, it didn't seem like there was a whole lot down here. I don't see any.
I don't think we've actually been down here before.
No, I know. It looks like it's mostly just rubble, and I don't see any, like, filing cabinets or.
I mean, there's a little bit of recording equipment over there.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. There's a little.
It is interesting basement reels. Here for a break area, of course.
Look,
look, a table with a single lamp with a bare bulb and a cigarette ashtray. And a single cigarette.
Wow.
Yeah, it looks like that's still smoking.
Picture,
that's interesting.
It's picturesque.
Huh.
Yeah. What kind of cigarette do you got there?
Camel.
Oh.
I'd say this basement would be at least 100 blocks here that we have to take out.
This looks like somewhere where people would get interrogated, but why would that be here?
Yeah. Oh, man, you guys see that big vault-looking door?
Yeah.
Big round thing over there on the side.
Look, it's cracked open.
Yeah, it's cracked a little bit. It says United States Priority Underground Surveillance System. Now, what the fuck does that all mean?
I wonder what that means.
Yeah,
I guess it's not my job here to know, but
it's curious.
Looks like that's a hard vault door there. Yeah. Looks like it's made out of some blocks of iron or something.
Blocks of steel.
Yeah. A few blocks of iron? Yeah, I suppose so.
Several of them.
Yeah, I'm gonna
a few
blocks of iron.
Blocks of iron.
Not like a cast of iron. Just I'm starting to understand a little bit.
Really,
this is a little confusing. The block thing.
There should really be some sort of a system.
I get it.
You people to understand. It makes what blocks.
I mean.
Yeah. I mean, if
it makes something that you guys can understand what blocks are.
Two blocks. A door is two blocks.
Yeah, I mean, I get the door thing. Yeah. I get the door thing.
Just multiply that.
I don't know, but maybe there should be like a conversion system of some kind. You know what I mean?
I don't know much about them. What you call them? Computers. Maybe I should look at one of them sometime. Maybe I can type something out.
Yeah. Maybe you could. I mean, based on all of your experience, I mean, it'd do a lot of good for the world. I think if they could. Understand your blocks. It seems so efficient, the block system, you know? I mean,
it really is, isn't it?
You
just look at it.
I don't fully
say,
understand it, but
it's like the FUP.
Yeah. Like the what?
The FUP.
The FUP.
What's the FUP?
The FUP of a liquid, you know, it's
the
when you're making mac and cheese, it's you don't put like what it says on the box for the milk. You just put about a FUP.
Oh, well, yeah. Just about a little
about
foot.
A foot. Blocks a little, are like foot in for there. Feet.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, this system's starting to make a little more sense to me. I like it. I like it. But, yeah, I mean, maybe there's, like, their priority mail in there or something. You know what I mean? Like, the secret secret special mail that they...
I don't know. Should we go in?
Should we go... I don't know, man. I mean, it's... I don't really like tight spaces like that. We're already underground.
All right. Yeah, and that door looks like it doesn't really move either.
Yeah, it's
kind of cracked
open.
Yeah,
it does look like it's made of iron blocks.
Yeah, you said that.
Large,
yeah.
It looks very heavy.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. It would be. It would made of iron is iron's pretty heavy on its own.
Yeah.
Pretty dense material.
You'd need a nice pickaxe to get through that vault door, I tell
you. You think you could get through that with the pickaxe?
I found another pickaxe.
Oh, well, that one's sparkly.
Thank you. I really appreciate this. This will clean up the rest of this basement in no time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That one's all sparkly and shit.
Look, and some TNT.
Wait, whoa.
Where'd you get that of explosives?
Look, another one.
Ken, just take the TNT from
there's
him, all right? Just take the gift.
Here, I'll take it from
I keep...
What?
Ken,
did you find this down here?
Yeah. Six. Yeah.
Oh, what
seven.
Is,
wow.
What is
there's,
going on? Eight.
There's like left.
Nine,
there must be leftovers from whatever happened
ten.
Here.
All right, well, there's 10 of them down here, and there's more behind you.
Wow.
Yeah, this
You know, I'm kind of surprised that the rest of this place didn't blow, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, a good thing they were covered up in this box or whatever.
Maybe that's how the, you know, blew up.
Yeah, because, you know, dynamite...
You might be onto something.
Dynamite can't explode if it's in a box.
Yeah.
That's as far as I know, as long as it's still in its casing, I mean, you know, like, it's going to stay safe.
We've got to, like, purposefully place it down
for
it to explode.
Found a grenade, too.
Wow. You know, it's probably
there's
left over from
just a whole
couple
box
weeks
of them
ago.
Down here.
Yeah. Just leave him alone,
Ken. This is pretty strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty odd.
I think that we should just leave and never talk about it again, right? I mean...
You know, I do get a very disturbed feeling from being down here.
Yeah. Like, some
book?
Souls might have...
Look at this piece of paper I found. Why
tortured.
Is somebody writing sad white boy fan fiction?
Come again?
You know, this is somebody's manifesto.
Oh yeah.
But there's nobody here named Leron.
Leron. No, Leron. I don't think I've heard of a Leron. No.
Leron,
I don't know.
Leron yeah. What?
Maybe this is his maybe this was his study.
Oh.
You know?
Well, look though. Your picture's in this book.
My picture?
Your picture, look.
What?
Yeah, it says Leron under it.
That's not me. You just think us all as white people look the same. I mean, I'm a lot younger than that, all right? I know I'm getting older and I got a few gray hairs, but I'm not an old man quite yet.
This guy looks just like you.
Look.
Doesn't this guy look just like him?
What's your name again, sir?
My friends call me Sketch, but I mean...
The only difference is this one isn't
Paulson
wearing
Jones.
Wearing glasses.
He's also clean shaved.
Yeah.
Well, my birth name's Paulson Jones, but I go by Sketch.
Hmm. Oh, there's some other more, like, born identity shit in here.
Born
passport.
Identity.
There's a passport. There's some money.
Hey, look at this. It's a disheveled record over here. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's in a little nice little box for
forget
it.
About this stuff.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess...
There's some interesting things down here, you know. I'd be interested
Hollow Notes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. It must maybe it's been a while since someone's been down here, you know? I mean, that door does look like something straight up out of like a 1920s film. You know what I mean? Like a 1920s bank vault.
I don't watch movies.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I didn't know. But I don't know, man. I think that maybe we should we should get out of here and just
yeah, it's getting a little hot.
Leave it for
here.
The higher ups. Yeah,
I'm
starting
to get a little sweaty.
Lunch
down
break's
here.
Almost over, so you'll be swarming with construction men in a couple minutes here.
Oh,
you know,
no.
A large.
Oh, right, with
sweaty bodies.
They all have
yeah,
seem to have
true.
Big feet too. I don't want to get kicked.
Yeah, do you exclusively hire people that share your inclination for barefootness?
Well, it's interesting you ask, because I don't actually hire these people.
Oh,
it just seems like whoever's choosing them chooses them with the
big feet,
with the big calloused feet.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
That's good, though.
It's like they're getting
you almost get along very, very well.
Oh, yes. They're all like brothers, too.
You probably got a lot to talk about with your feet problems.
You guys talk about digging a lot?
We do. We do talk a lot about digging, you know? And we all seem to be of a short and hardy stature.
Yeah. Stocky. You're all very stocky.
I've always noticed that when I look at some of these sites, you know, they're very short, kind of almost square-like, you know, frames.
My God, and look at the size of your hands.
Yes.
Oh, I can see why you could break through some things with that.
I could probably pick someone up by the head with one of these palms.
One of those guys.
Yeah. That's almost face size.
It's like a suction cup.
Yeah.
It's a big furry suction cup.
It's like you were made for this.
Yeah. Hmm. It really is. It's a fascinating business.
Here, how many of these soda cans can you fit in one hand?
All right, well, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow.
No, I think I can get one more. Six
of
them.
Wow, man.
Six of them.
And I can hold them up upside down, this.
Man.
Isn't that crazy? And
they don't even move. It's like you got magnets under your skin.
It's very interesting. I don't know if it's a genetic thing or if it was an acquired taste for magnet hands, but
yeah.
I'm definitely afflicted.
I'm thinking it's genetic.
Makes it really easy to hold a power tool if you catch my drift.
Yeah, you must be able to hang onto that pickaxe for hours.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
One-handed. Don't even get me started.
Wow, man. Such a life. Such a life. Mm. Well, you know what? I think that we should probably get out of here just because I don't really trust Ken around explosives for longer than a couple of minutes.
What are you saying?
What am I saying? I can't talk about it right now without incriminating ourselves. But you just shouldn't be around weapons for a while is all I'm saying. You know, so let's get you away from the explosives.
I'm just gonna light this real quick.
Hey, get that lighter away.
All right.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You get him next to an explosive for longer than like 5 minutes.
You do seem to have an affliction.
Not to say that he might have done this, but he does, you know.
What are you implying?
I'm not implying shit. Let's get out of here.
That is an interesting fact.
Yeah, let's just, you know.
All right, well, I'll catch you fellas later.
Yeah.
It's been nice meeting.
Look, here come all the men.
Thank you for listening. Ken is played by Luis Arteaga. Sketch is played by Brad LeBaron. And Age is played by Adrian Ranney. Special thanks to King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard for the music. For more information, visit soundcloud.com/rollingstonedpodcast. Don't forget to wipe.
This has been a Revolver Audio production. Executive producer Brad LeBaron. For more podcasts, visit soundcloud.com/revolveraudio. Or to support new content, visit ko-fi.com/revolveraudio. Revolver.